Welcome to America's Horse on America's Trail with the Mustang Discovery Ride. I'm your host, Julianne Neal. Over the next 12 months, we'll be following tip trainers Hannah Catalino and Lisanne Fear, along with Abilene, Bagheera, Chili, Cody, Finn, and Rosette, and of course, Fira and Caillou, as they cross the American Discovery Trail on a quest to bring attention to the plight of America's Mustangs. With a goal of 5,000 miles, 5,000 Mustangs, the Mustang Discovery Ride team hopes to bring attention to adoption into appropriate homes for these living legends. We hope that you'll join Hannah and Lisanne on this journey of a lifetime by following the Mustang Discovery Ride podcast. Enjoy the ride!
See you guys.
Yeah, we're happy to see you too today.
Yeah, it's always a treat.
Yeah. So you are, I guess, almost to Ohio?
Yeah, we're only like 50 miles away from it right now.
Wow. I mean, it does seem like you have been in West Virginia for a very long time. What date did you get there?
Yeah, it gets tricky because like we came into West Virginia, we were short briefly on the CNO Canal, and then we crossed the Potomac and Shenandoah with that crazy epic day. I don't remember what episode podcast we told you about that, but
we came
and we crossed and we stayed in Harper's Ferry, which is West Virginia. And we were there in West Virginia for a week, but then we crossed back over the Potomac and then we were on the CNO Canal. So which is in Maryland, because we looked at West Virginia a lot. So I don't know. It feels really fuzzy because we came in and then we were out, but we were still like really close to it. So
yeah. Well, it's been good. You've been able to spend time with some fantastic people along the way. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, West Virginia has definitely been growing on us a little bit, I think. I mean, it'll be bittersweet. It'll be exciting, but then it's like we'll be leaving some really awesome people behind.
So. Yeah. Well, I have a feeling this is not the last time you're going to be back there. I have a feeling you'll go back when all the ride is over. Maybe you'll finish.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So how were the holidays? I mean, it was different, I'm sure. Hannah, first tell me, how was yours? Last time we talked, I know we didn't say it on the podcast because it had to be a surprise, but did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I actually flew into Montana to surprise my family. They had no idea. My brother, he was in on it. He helped me arrange things. But I arrived at 1 a.m. and one of my friends, my awesome friends, picked me up at the airport. And my mom was so confused. She's like, why do you have to come so late? Like, what is going on? And then she shows up at 1 a.m. and my family was like, they had no idea. And my mom was just super surprised. And she was like, oh my gosh, how are you here? Like, how is this possible? And she was like, so excited. Like, she was afraid to go to sleep because she was afraid it was a dream. Yeah, so it was really cool to be able to do that and surprise her, because they were gonna maybe make a trip out in January, but it was a really long drive, and to leave everything in winter, I mean, it's like below, like 20 below right now, and they would have been gone, and so it just made sense to, you know, go back and surprise them. So that was really special.
Definitely. So what are some things, don't make Lisanne jealous or anything, but what are some things you got to do while you were at home that you wouldn't have done otherwise?
I just really mostly hung at home, and I mean, traveling so much, it's not really, I mean, we've played board games, you know, family night type thing. And so that was really fun. And just have my mom's cooking again, that was also really a treat. So kind of had a quiet like few days. I really wasn't there very long. It was really weird. I've never I've always flown into home and usually stayed there a few weeks to a few months. So it's kind of weird to fly in and then like a few days later fly back. It's kind of a weird feeling.
It's weird to visit your home, not to stay home.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre.
Oh, exactly. Well, I guess they know you in the airport now. So you're coming and going.
Thankfully, oh my goodness. Thankfully, all the flights and everything were great. I mean, there were some cancellations like the day before I flew and the day after, but thankfully the days that I flew, it was smooth and all that. So yeah, that was a relief.
Oh, good. Well, and I might have should have done this the other way around, but Lisanne, you spent time in your home away from home now, I hear.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, tell us about that. I did. Our support driver, Kabaya, and I, we went back with all of our dogs to the Morgan family back in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. And it was awesome. It really took me back to family Christmases back home from when I was a kid. Like, we had fear family reunions every Christmas Eve. And so with that, like, we'd have like my great grandmother, the matriarch there. And then we had like all of her kids and husbands and then like their kids, which is like my parents' generation. And then like us little kids running around. And it was like this four multi-generational festival. And like we were there with Tara and DL, who were met previously in one of these podcasts, and like DL's mom was there. So like they did have like the great grandmother matriarch, and then like DL and like his brothers and sister-in-laws were there. And then, all of their kids and then their kids' kids. And so it really took me back to there, in a big way. So, I mean, it was really cool. It was really unique. I will say like it didn't really make me homesick just because, there's no snow here and I've never celebrated a non-white Christmas before in my life ever.
Wow. So was it good? Did you like it or did you miss the snow?
I'm really missing the snow. I mean, with that being said, like, I'm happy we don't have it because of what we're doing right now, but like, it's really weird. Like, all my friends are posting photos of skiing and stuff, and that makes me a little homesick, but since I'm not surrounded by snow right now, I'm not as homesick.
Well, that's good. That's good. And like right now you're back, you left DL and them and came on back, but you did take the dogs with you when you went?
Yeah. We How's were only there one night just because, I had to take care of the horses. So I just fed them up real good for one night. But, the puppy is doing great. Yeah. He's grown like a weed.
Oh, is he there with you now?
He's sleeping. I don't want to disturb him. He'll probably wake up on the Zoom call. He'll join later.
Right. Sure, I'm sure. And so when you came back, then you were staying at Mike Hurst's place. Is that right? Or did you end up somewhere else?
Yeah, it was awesome to have a warm place to stay for sure. He has an apartment above his arena. And actually, it was kind of nice, too. Like, I love our support driver and Hannah and everyone, but our support driver actually went, she's sitting behind me here, but she actually went to, like, a dance festival deal. And so, like, I had, like, 3 days to myself while Hannah was away and she was away, and it was just kind of nice to get some alone time and downtime, and I slept a lot. It was good.
That's good. You kind of have to have that me time sometime, you know. While you're
yeah, I don't know how people are married for years and years and years and eons. I think it's different because I live with these people and we never spend any time apart. But marriage is pretty baffling to me at the moment.
So you have to make your me time when you're married, I think. So
okay, that's good to know.
So right now you're in a beautiful place, it looks like, and Sharon Weekly is your host for the evening. Is that right? And so,
yeah, she was our host last night and tonight. We're waiting out a snowstorm. So there's Kabaya, and then
Sharon
is there.
Very
you guys
cool.
Turn around and wave.
Hello. Well, and I have to say again, I'll say it every chance I get, support drivers are the bomb. We love support drivers because I don't know how y'all would do any of it without them. So I'm so glad that's worked out.
Yeah, we're soon in the market for one. Kabaya is leaving us a couple days after my birthday, which is January 25th. So she'll be leaving the 26th or 27th. She's actually taking Hannah back to a clinic at Patricia's in Maryland. So if anyone wants to sign up for the clinic, it's in Dickerson, Maryland. It'll be a Liberty clinic. So Fantastic. Yeah, Hannah will be doing that the last weekend of January.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we'll put more about that in the show notes too then. So good idea. Yeah. Very good idea. Yeah. And Sharon is one of the coordinators for the American Discovery Trail. So put a shout out to them, plug in for them. Cause I mean, amazing.
Yeah. It's been cool to learn a little bit more about the American Discovery Trail and all what all goes into that. So that's been neat too.
That's good. So I have to give a shout out to our sponsors, BLK Water. Heather Reichel is with me filming, and her daughter Becky, and Bruce, of course. And we just had the trek of a lifetime down to the creek to film the Mustang Discovery Ride team riding through up and down beautiful hillsides and creeks here in West Virginia, and got back, and I couldn't wait for some of the BLK water that we had in the trailer because it's amazing. Balance, love, kindness, black water, clear benefits.
You got to hear about the Dolly Sods. That's where we lost Abilene.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sharon wanted me to add that there's a whole bunch of unexploded ordnances up there, and so there were a whole bunch of military warnings saying that things hadn't been detonated since World War II. Is that right? From
they don't
the training
know how many's left.
Oh, they don't know how many's left. Yeah, so
we're glad
we obviously didn't step on any of those when we were bushwhacking, so
thank goodness. Oh yeah, thank goodness.
Either one.
right. Oh, and then next, not too far from now, from today, I think it's next week, I'll be seeing you, Lisanne, in Tennessee, which is a little bit off the beaten path. I'm really excited. Yeah. I wish you could come too, but I think it's going to be a great event.
Yeah. I got some news the other day that my mom is actually coming up. So.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm excited to meet her. Yeah. Gary Holt is putting on the whole big extravaganza. They'll be showing the Mustangs. And I think a lot of the people from American, from the Mustang Heritage Foundation will be there too. So it'll be a fun time. So I'm so glad you get to come. And that's very cool to get to meet her. So tell me a little something about your mom.
She lives in Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting her, and I can't wait to see how that goes. I know she's proud of you.
Sometimes.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out all about that when we get in touch with her there in Tennessee. So Hannah, what are you going to be doing while we're gone?
We're figuring that out. I just made a posting on Facebook that pretty much said Hannah needs a home. Yeah, thankfully it wasn't worded that way. Thankfully I was there as she was typing it up. I was like, no, you can't say that.
Well, really, that's kind of a big deal because you got all the animals. And
the truck and trailer's both leaving, which is kind of our home. So all the supplies and everything, we have to have a safe place to unload it for me to take care of everybody. So it's kind of can be a strange situation. It's one thing for Lisanne to leave. It's a whole other for everything to be leaving. So yeah, but we'll figure it out.
So I did notice in one of the last things that you posted, you were talking about just going up and ringing doorbells and finding places to stay. How is that? Is that a little scary?
I mean, I've always been the one to knock on the door, and I've never really been scared. One guy was a little weird, and he just had the perfect setup for us to stay. But for liability reasons, he was no, I can't let you guys on the property, this, that, and the other thing. And he was really defensive, and that one was a little awkward, but otherwise, we've in general had really good luck. Funny enough, actually staying with some horse people has been weird just because they're worried about our horses transmitting anything to theirs. And so, gotcha. But some of the nicest people have been awesome. We've stayed at a few single wide trailer places, and they just have some trees in the back that we can tie up our horses and set up our tents on the lawn, and they've been great. So yeah, I mean, the hospitality, it really is really phenomenal. So it kind of seems whatever door shuts, another one opens and we land where we're supposed to be. So
exactly.
Kind of having faith in that has been really big. So
yeah. Well, what is it that you're looking forward to the most about Ohio? I don't know a lot about some of the mid states, so I don't even know what to think. So tell me what you're looking forward to.
Getting out of West Virginia and being in a new state. Crossing that line.
I don't know. It just, you know, the adventure that kind of waits in a, you know, new territory, new people. I don't think we've really looked too much into the exact route that we're taking in Ohio, but just to have three states behind us is really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you hit the 500 mark, right? I mean, that was last couple of days. So
yeah. Yeah. And probably putting the scenery here has been really beautiful, but getting out of the hills, you know, where it's windier roads and things. I mean, not that there isn't hills in Ohio, but kind of getting out of the Appalachians is going to be exciting too.
So we can start moving west quicker. Like we can do like 15 mile days, but really when you look on the map, like as the crow flies, we've maybe only done like eight, like half that by the time that we've like wound around to make our progress westward. So I'm really excited to like kind of flatten that line a little bit more.
Yeah. And maybe get, you know, hopefully we've been really lucky with the weather so far, but I mean, when we're talking about more ice and snow and things like that, if we can be on flatter ground, that'll be easier on the horses too. Mm-hmm. So the closer we can get more winter weather sets, that's better.
A little bit better. Yeah. How is Abilene doing? I mean, you mentioned that whole day where she got away and everything, but is she a little bit better about being with the pack now? Has she had the come to Jesus meeting with you?
Sometimes she's good and sometimes she's not.
Just depends on the day.
Yep. Yep.
Sounds like
I'm not in the best place with her right now, so I'll leave my commentary.
Yeah. Well, on another side though, I have to say Cody looks like he's really plugging in and trotting along and keeping up with everybody.
Yeah, he was. Yesterday was a lot for him. He was kind of being a little slow and sluggish, but I think they wanted a day off. And so they're getting their day off. And I think, but I mean, kind of with him too, some days he's great and some days he's a little slower, but that's just part of it.
Right. Part of the journey. So, yeah,
but I mean, I have been pretty proud of him. I mean, for the most part, he's been keeping up better and better. I mean, he only did just join us in DC. So I think, you know, the miles, and he's the newest one. I mean, he was wild a year ago, so it's good to remind ourselves, you know, how far these guys have really come too.
Oh, that's so true. And I mean, you talk about the wild part of it. I was looking, Lisa's done this map of the horses now that the Mustangs that are being adopted and all of that, and keeping track of the numbers and everything else. And you think about, they were just wild, you know, not too long ago at all. So y'all are doing amazing with them. So it's neat stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really proud of Chelena. The last 3 days that we've traveled, we've gotten caught in the dark for like an hour on some roadways. And like the one night it was rainy and the roadway was really busy, like when we were going into Stars and Strides, and like Chelena was still leading the way and he's really recovered from his tick fever. And he's solid. Like, if these Mustangs each aren't worth $1 million after this trip, like, I don't know what horse is. Like they're really incredible.
How do you decide each day if you're riding Chili or Finn? Do you just
These days I really just prefer to ride Chileno just because he loves the trail so much. And he just goes. I mean, the average miles per hour is actually like half a mile faster per hour than Finn. And so and he just goes all day, whereas Finn, like, the only thing he gets excited about is food. Whenever we start and stop, he's very excited about the food, but the trail portion of it, he's just not so lovely about. Like he plugs along fine and safely, but he just kind of plugs along. Whereas Chileno's like, yes, we have to go. We have to make it. Like, yeah. And it's just nice. I really like that energy.
Yeah.
A lot more than like trying to dangle a carrot in front of Finn to keep him going forward.
Yeah. What about you? Are you going back and forth between Bagheera and Rosette? Or are you?
Yeah, I do. So it kind of depends. If we've been like off of trail for a while, I like to first ride Rosette and give Bagheera a chance to get used to traffic again. He's really good with most of it. but he really hates air brakes and like buses and those bigger trucks. So I like to give him a day to like settle in again, to traffic. I mean, he doesn't do anything, but he definitely kind of jumps a little bit and gets startled when he sees a bigger vehicle going by. So I like to have that little bit of a buffer, like reminder for him. And, you know, then he can get more confident seeing Rosette be okay with it. But like through the Dolly Sods, I really was glad I was on Rosette. Bagheera, he's really great. And he's usually the one I ride most now, but Rosette's just so solid and sturdy, where Bagheera is just kind of clumsy going, you know, in rough terrain. And I don't know, like even down the trail on a flat surface, he feels like he might trip and fall over sometimes. So yeah. Rosette's really like just feels so solid under me. So on rough terrain, I really like to ride her. So it kind of depends on what obstacles await us. Sometimes if I know there's going to be a lot of bridges, sometimes I'll ride Rosette just because Bagheera hates bridges. But then on, you know, it, I mean, the trail we're on right now, there's a lot of them. So that's really good. He actually led us through a tunnel last night, and he did really, really good until I kind of lost Cody in the dark. It was so dark, we couldn't even see. And Cody just like his rope went under my stirrup. And so I like just stopped steering Bagheera for 1 second to readjust Cody, and Bagheera kind of veered and pushed her into the wall. But I was really proud of him outside of that. Like Rosette was a little, you know, upset that happened. So, but I mean, normally she's pretty brave, but I was really proud of Bagheera for leading the group through the tunnel outside of that little mishap. And we also went over quite a few bridges yesterday. So, sometimes I try to make sure I ride him through that stuff just to train him up more, because he really does love it. He looks up to Chileno a lot. He's like, oh, this is the guy to be. Like, I want to be just like him. So, but he needs to learn to be a little bit braver and things like that. So, yeah, it's been good to kind of school him on a lot too as we go.
Well, y'all are finishing up a lot of days, it seems like, as it's getting dark. Because, I mean, it's getting dark so early.
After it's dark.
Yeah. Do you have headlights or, I mean, headlamps or whatever that on your head that you can kind of see where you're going, or you just trust the?
No, we've been on roadways these last few nights that we've been caught in the dark. And so we have our support truck behind us. And so we have their headlights, but if we put headlights on, it would just cast more shadows for the horses to look and spook at.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you just kind of have to trust your horse. Like, they don't want to hurt themselves. Like, they don't want to hurt you either. And so messing with their eyesight too much is best. Like when we're working around the horses at night, like untacking them and stuff, we actually have our headlight lamps on a red light, and the red light doesn't mess with their night vision at all versus having like a high beam or like a yellow or blue light on.
That makes sense. Yeah. Very cool. And are you setting up tents in the dark and doing that sort of thing still too?
We have. Yeah, but we've been lucky these last few nights. We were sleeping in the truck and trailer combo at Stars and Strides. And then we were kind enough from the Morgan family to get two more bundles of hay. So that was 42 bales that we put on the trailer. So I lost I was sleeping on the hay, but now there was no room for me to sleep on the hay. So I set up my tent for a couple nights. And then we were lucky enough the night before last to sleep in someone's heated garage, and it felt so romantic. Ooh. Hannah set up like her little igloo in the back, but I just rolled my sleeping bag and like bedroll right out in front of the fireplace. And oh my gosh, I just slept in front of the fireplace. Wow. It was amazing. And then, now we're at Sharon's for a couple nights while we wait out the winter storm.
Yeah.
So well, good. Yeah. We've been spoiled here lately.
Yeah. And that comment that I had made, or that Facebook post I had made, a lot of people get like, kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you door knock and things like that. And I was just trying to kind of highlight the other side to, you know, there's pros and cons to having a place already like set up. It's always such a relief to know, oh, we have a place waiting for us, because that's one less thing we have to worry about. But then the flip side to that is we have been getting caught in the dark.
Because the mileage, like it's just been a stretch with the limited daylight hours that we have.
Yeah. And then, right. I mean, normally if we don't have a place, we'd say, oh, hey, you know, before it gets dark, this place looks good. Let's go and door knock and, you know, things like that. And, you know, sometimes we have to cross roads we normally wouldn't cross. Like we had to cross 50 the other night, and that was real, nerve-wracking and all of that. So yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to it. So I was just trying to highlight the other side of it, that door knocking is not all that scary sometimes.
Yeah, honestly, it's a better move.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that you can be so flexible about it, you know, alternate back and forth when you can. So
we have to. I mean, there's really no other way that we could do this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, enjoy your time there with Sharon, and have a nice warm hot bath and warm bed, and enjoy it. And
yeah, we'll get spoiled.
Right. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. And I will look forward to seeing you next week with Sam. And
yeah, I look forward to seeing you too.
Yeah, I'll miss seeing you, but you guys have fun.
But have a great time with your clinic coming up, and it'll be fun.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Thanks so much.
You guys have some good rides, and I'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, okay. Sounds good. Thank you.